May 18th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, tend to your duties in every present moment, as though you are in my presence. Embrace the truth of all I have told you here. Each of you has weaknesses you need to discover and strive to overcome. Do not believe that because you once surrendered to me with love, that now you are sin-free. I watch over your moment-to-moment decisions. Some lead to eternal life. Others lead to your perdition. Embrace my commandments in thought, word, and deed. Do not be misled to think that one decision to embrace my commandments means you will never slip into error for the rest of your life. This is a trap of Satan to mislead souls into error. Those who do not examine their consciences to discover their errors and sins remain in sin. I embrace the repentant heart, the smug heart that believes he does not need my forgiveness, slips to his perdition. I forgive the repentant heart as often as he comes to me." A note is given to read 2 Peter chapter 2, 20 through 21. "For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overpowered, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than, after knowing it, to turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.